The next poem I'm going to read is called Windows, and was written after a particularly difficult time for me. We'd moved from a beautiful house in the country. Where you couldn't hear a motorcycle. Tucson, home of the Hell's Angels. I always wondered about you guys out here. Well, we moved from, as I was saying, trying to be professorial, we moved from a house in the country to a small house in town in Yellow Springs, Ohio. And it was a very small town, and it was a very small house. The study where I had to work in was about 6 feet long and about a foot and a half wide, and had a window which was above your body, so you could only look up occasionally and see perhaps a waving tree. I blame this room entirely for not being able to write. And it was good to have a room like that for that reason. When I finally broke out of a writing slump of about a year, I wrote this poem called Windows. And I can thank the window in this tiny little room for the poem. Windows. The window's sight is small. A branch with leaves, some trees swaying in the background, a dimensionless sky behind it, wavering with clouds. Inside, there is less. The home. Its desk, shapes of furniture, so much idle thought. The window is a bridge of glass, a surface to see through, a stranger's face. In its frame, there is an artless picture, a dull form in slow motion, the psychology of discontent. There is a window in the hand's palm, in the drinking glass. Soon enough, it all adds up. There is a place where the inner and outer worlds must touch, but don't. Where yes and no make no sense. Perhaps the vandal who breaks a window, the burglar who travels through it, do battle with boredom, break the surface of the world as it appears to us. Or at night, when no world appears beyond the window and we settle for less, what we see in its reflection is what we want, but don't believe in. Things we couldn't bear to love. The first time I read that poem was in New York City. And I got home from the reading to find that there was a phone call from my wife in Ohio to find out that our house had been burglarized. I didn't know that burglars read poetry. But if you're out there, I want the TV back.